Good afternoon, this is Justin speaking.
Why, Justin, it's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. We talked toward the end of last month, I think it was. We were talking about getting you on the first page of Google. And I know you had some catching up to do at the time, but I also remembered you were a perfect fit for that listing. So I wanted to circle back and see what we could do to make this work for you.
I definitely want to do that. I just don't need to do that right now. I'm so backed up until the end of October.
That's, you know what? That's actually perfect. So it takes us about 30 to 45 days to get you to appear on first page. That's programming time, giving everything to Google, giving them a minute to get their stuff done so that they can show you on first page. So if you're booked to the end of October, if we get you set up now while you can afford it too, I would imagine, if you're that busy, then you'll have those leads coming in when things start to slow up for you a little bit. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So you said it was, how much was it for the first month? And then it was $200 a month, right?
So I had you at $199 a month and then a one-time $99 setup fee. And
so $300 for the first month, basically.
Right? Yeah, $298. Yep, $298. Yeah. But I scrounged up another promo code this morning. It's a leftover from Labor Day that they haven't canceled yet. And the rule around here is if the promo code works, then we can use it. Exactly, exactly. So it's a Labor Day one. But it knocks $50 off for you. So it puts your monthly at $149, and that'll lock you in at $149. It'll never be higher. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm thinking
it's
we
still,
are.
Still a $100 setup fee?
Yep. So the one-time $99 setup fee, and then you'll never see or hear from it again. And then just that flat $149, no click fees, call fees, lead fees. Taxes, search, nothing added to that. And if I remember right, you needed some help on your website too, didn't you?
Well, just linking our actual website that has everything on it to our actual .com.
Oh, gotcha.
We
okay.
have a Wix site.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, do you own the domain name jplushandyrepair.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'd like to do, if you're on board with it, is I'd like to rebuild your website for you. It'll still have your logos, your photos. You'll still have a say in what it looks and feels like. And we can put it right back on the domain that it's on. But we'll make it so that we'll program it so it'll be Google compliant and optimized. That's going to help you with visibility too. And there's no charge for that. It's our gift to the partnership just to help you out so you can grow. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, Justin, it doesn't get much better than this. I think.
It doesn't. The only downside is I don't have my wallet.
Oh, no. You walked out of the house
just
wallet?
No. I left my job site to go grab some things from our off-site storage, and my other vehicle has it in there, too. We spent a lot of money today.
lots of supplies.
You could probably use my card, my personal card. Am I able to change the account number later?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. So certainly
so
we can do
just
that.
Out of curiosity, I mean, obviously I know I'm getting a good deal on this, but if it doesn't kick in for 45 days, how come I have to pay for this month?
So there's a lot of work that we do on the front end and a lot of things that will actually happen before you hit first page. So industry standard to get you to first page, just to kind of put it in perspective, is about 6 to 9 months. So our 30 to 45 days is super quick, but to give you an idea of timeline, so if we call today day zero, the day we get you set up, between today and 7 days out, your reporting dashboard will come online. So that's where you'll be able to see in real time, and anytime you can log in, see how many clicks and calls you're getting. You can upload photos for us. And then we'll also get all of your destination submissions done. So we get you out to sites like Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations that will get you listed. So that's all going to happen in that first 7 days. And then by the 14th day, your new website will come online. Normally, if we were doing any Facebook ads or anything like that, those ads would come online. And then the remainder of that 30 to 45, we're doing our programming and getting all of that information over to Google. So there's a lot that goes on. There's about 100 hours worth of work on our end before you actually appear on First Page. So does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, it will.
All right, super. Well, let me grab this listing. I'm going to close it down, and then I'll get some info from you. We'll get your onboarding call set up, and then we'll get you on your way. I am so happy to be able to do this for you. I was thinking about you last week. I just knew this was going to be great for your business. Okay, got that listing. Justin, what's your last name, please?
It's Esteve. Pronounced Esteve. It looks like Esteve.
I like that. That is a cool last name. Esteve.
There's not a lot of us.
Esteve? Do I say it right?
Esteve. Like Esteve. Emilio Esteve is without the Z.
Esteve. I like it. That is such a cool last name. I've never seen it before. All right. And Justin, what is your email address?
J+PLUS.
Okay.
J. handyrepair@gmail.com.
I love it. You know, so many people make up these super complicated email addresses. And they're so hard to tell somebody what your email address is.
Nice. Well, we would have liked just to put J plus J, but you can't use the plus sign.
Oh, I suppose you can't. I had never thought of that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you. I gotcha. Well, I like it. I like it. I like it. So, Justin, I'm sending you two emails. First email should already be there, and that one is just informational. It's about that reporting dashboard, and then I'm going to send you another one that's got your price and package. I want you to have that in writing for your records, so that everything I quoted you, along with all of the inclusions, is in that second email. And then, so 478-997-2606 must be your cell also. And is that the number you're using for business line as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And, you know, nothing wrong with that. I can't remember anybody that I've brought on board in recent times that wasn't using their cell phone. It's just so much easier.
Yeah.
Please excuse my pop in the background.
Not then.
My husband just walked in the door. I work remotely from home.
That's beautiful. And then, I wish I could do that.
I love it. Your
house absolutely. From my house.
And Justin, on the credit card that you're using today, I don't need the digits yet, but did your middle initial appear, or is it just your first and last?
No, it's my first and last, and I actually, my wallet had fallen into my truck, so I was able to get it. It has my business name on it as well.
Okay, underneath super. Awesome. All right. So let me fill in a couple blanks over here on my side. They make us make sure that it matches absolutely perfectly, which is good. We do a lot of double and triple checks on things. We want everything 100% before it goes out. Now, are you by chance bilingual, Dustin?
Not fully.
Okay, no worries. If you were fluent in it and it was something you wanted to highlight, I was just thinking we could highlight it on your website. But that's all right. We don't have to.
It's sad that I'm not.
Well, you know, I was a dork when I was in high school, and I took French class.
Oh.
And I don't know why, because I've never, ever, ever used it. I mean, well, okay, I take that back. I did use it once, and you're going to laugh. So I used to dispatch truck drivers. I had a Canadian truck driver, and he only spoke French. So I thought, hey, I'm going to be the boss. I'm going to translate his directions, and I'm going to give them to him so I don't have to have a translator, right? So I translate, and I give it to him, and he starts laughing, and then he hangs up. And I call his own dispatcher, and what the hell? And he's laughing. I'm like, oh, okay, what's so funny? Because you're both laughing. He says, well, you told him to go to a whorehouse. I'm like, oh, my God. So that was about the last time I tried to use French. And I wished I would have taken Spanish because it would have been so much more useful. But
yeah.
I didn't, so there it is. But, yeah, that
well,
was...
Well, at least you can say, come on, tell us who should we.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my God.
I took years of French, too. And my dad was like, well, at least French is probably better for you than Spanish because he spoke fluent Spanish, but it didn't comprehend. Like, he couldn't comprehend what the work was trying to have me do. He's like, I can't. This doesn't even make sense. I have no idea what they're asking.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Well,
wow.
He was in my Spanish class.
That is too funny. And well, and I actually still want to learn Spanish. I really do. We have a lot of Spanish speaking clients, and it'd be nice to be able to converse, you know.
Oh yeah.
All right. So now let's go over services. So we're going to say handyman, but there are a whole lot of things within that we can say. So we're also going to say flooring. I'm going to say flooring installation. How about, I would assume we could say carpentry.
Yes.
Probably you do drywall with, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Framing, of course. What's that?
I was going to say you could probably leave painting off of there, but you can leave it. That's fine.
Okay.
And we do. I mean, we do. If we're doing something right now, we just prefer not to paint. My neighbor's a painter, so I'll let him
do
that
gotcha.
Part.
Hey, I can list it, and then if you get somebody that wants painting, you cut a deal with your neighbor. Nobody cares. That's perfectly acceptable. I mean, hey, neighbor, here's this job. Give me a $50 kickback. Buy me some beer, something.
I know, I fill them up because I know a lot of real estate agents in my area. So, you know, if there's anything, you know, I just refer him because he's good at what he does. He's reasonable.
Perfect. Perfect. So we'll leave painting in. Now, do you touch remodels at all?
Yeah, we started a bathroom remodel next week.
Beautiful. So I'm going to say kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. You know, the other thing this does for you, Dustin, is, whoops, I better spell first before I yak. Remodel. There we go. I'm putting you in for kitchen and bathroom remodel. So because you're coming in under the handyman category and we don't have a remodeler in your area, if a remodeler comes along tomorrow, we won't be able to work with them. Because you offer remodeling services. So you capture that category too, which is really kind of cool. Yeah, absolutely. Kind of a twofer. So kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, we could probably say garage conversion. Anything else you guys like to do that we haven't hit so far?
We do masonry work.
Oh, nice. Okay, perfect. Apprentice work. Ooh, fencing, good one. Okay. Do you do tile? Do you do tile work?
We do. I just finished the tile job. Well, we did a kitchen remodel where we put in the white subway tile last week. So.
Nice. All right. Perfect. So I'm going to say tile work too. I'm going to say if you do tile work, you do finish work, period, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You do trim, baseboard. Nice. Very nice.
Decks,
perfect. I'm also
deck repair. I mean,
got
we
it.
Build decks, but anyway, okay. We have
perfect. I bet you could. You could build a deck if somebody asked you.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking at one that we were going to quote to do it, and then the guy was like, "Well, I have a decker," and I was like, "Well, just have him do it." You know, he priced it exactly the same. I mean, he priced it to the T, what we priced it, and I said, well, to be honest with you, we're kind of busy, so have him do it. And then when we saw it, because we were doing other work over there, I was like, man, we could have totally done that. That's exactly how I would have done it myself. But anyway.
Darn. Well, we'll put deck build in there, too. I mean, you might as well. And then, now, if you think of any other services, or if you guys add services at any time, all you have to do is let us know, and we can add that in so that you're found for those additional services that you're offering. The other thing we can do, too, if you decide to do, I don't know, a fall promo or a Christmas promo or a just-because promo, let us know, because we can get that out there, too. And that'll help you, if you want to do something like that at some point.
All right.
So let's get your onboarding calls. Oh, wait, actually, I owe you a couple of text messages here. Let me send those. So I think I've probably already sent it to you, but I'm going to pop over my direct contact info. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems or don't get what you need, let me know. And if I can't fix it myself, I will get the right person to fix for you. And then I'm also sending over our customer service contact. That'll get you to your tech. And then let's go ahead and set that onboarding call with your tech. So we block an hour for the call, but it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And what they'll do is, first and foremost, quality control. They're going to make sure that I took all of your information correctly, that we have no mistakes. Talk about what you want and what you don't want on your website. If we need a different domain name of any kind. Well, no, we won't. You've got your domain already. So we don't need a domain. So it'll be what you want on your site. And you'll actually have access to, Justin, that you can go in and make changes to your site anytime if you want to. If you don't want to or don't have time, just let us know. We're in there all the time anyway, making little micro adjustments to keep you on the first page as algorithms change. So if you tell us that, hey, I've got new photos, or hey, I don't like this, or I want to add that, just let us know. We'll do it. There's no charge for it. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Thanks. When can
so
I do that?
Let's get your onboarding call set up. So it looks like we've got a couple openings today. We've got one at, where is
it? How about
that?
Tuesday?
Tuesday looks better. I've got your Eastern time, right?
Wait a minute, that's tomorrow, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow? Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes, Eastern time. And early is better.
Okay. So I've got every hour on the hour starting at 10 and going through.
I guess 10 it is. Like
10 it is. You got it. Let me grab that one for you. So I'm going to build that calendar appointment, and then I'll send that over to you. Grab all the right stuff here so I can build that appointment and hold it for you. Well, Justin, I am so excited for you. This is going to be awesome. Wait for it to update. There we go. Had to give it a second. It didn't want to update on me. It must need more caffeine in the form of, I don't know, Monster, maybe? All right, perfect. So I'm sending that calendar appointment to you, and that'll come by email. When you get it, if you could open that up, the subject line will be local/CIE. It's crazy internal coding. But there should be a yes, no, maybe option on there. It'll be a calendar invite. Did it make it?
Oh, I thought that's what your noise was, is that you got my link.
Oh, let me look. Maybe. That was actually my personal phone, so I wasn't. Yeah. But sometimes they do. Where'd it go? There it is. Perfect. Got it. Thank you. All right. And then company name. I've got capital J, the plus symbol, capital J, Handy Repair. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that, Dustin?
Yeah, that's an LLC.
Okay, perfect. And I have to put this calendar point somewhere else, too, before I forget. Funny, we have to put it in a couple of different places because we've got systems that are combined, but sometimes they don't like to play with each other. So we put it in a couple places to make sure we've got it held for you. All right. And then okay. Are you still at 206 Hearthwood Drive, Kathleen, Georgia? Perfect.
Yes.
And then I would assume that's a home address for you.
It is.
Okay. So what I'll do, we'll make sure that on your Google business profile that your actual street address doesn't show. It will just, it's a simple omission is all it is. That way, you know, people that you're doing business with probably don't need to know exactly where you live, right?
Yeah, I mean, just to make it a little easier, but I mean, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I don't want that.
Okay, perfect. Website.
It's
going to
take much longer, darling, because I'm kind of running behind here.
Nope, we're almost done. We're getting toward the end. Refresh me on Facebook. You have a personal page.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. And then I'm going to send you a text, again, on our call tracking. So just informational. Don't need to do anything with it. Okay, that one's on the way. And then, Justin, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
I guess text.
Okay, perfect. And then what do you want to list as your hours of operation?
I guess 8 to 5.
Okay. And then do you want Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Just do Monday through Friday. We do work Saturdays, but only if we're behind or, you know, we're trying to do somebody a favor or something.
Gotcha. No worries. All right. And then, let's see here. Do you want any kind of payment integration on your site? So, for example, let's see, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, so you could take payment through your website.
I don't think so, because I can do all of that through my phone anyway.
Okay, perfect. So we'll leave that off.
Is there a fee to do that?
No, there isn't. So if you want to have us set that up, we sure can.
I mean, there's no reason not to, I guess. It always gives the people their own, I guess they might feel a little bit more comfortable being able to go onto the site themselves at any time and make the payment. Yeah, let's do that.
Perfect. I will put that in there. Okay. And I've got a note on your Google Business profile to leave that off. All right. And I'm going to set your subscription up here real quick. And then we are closed. I want to get this with your discounts on there. Oh, why it's got to think so long on that. I'm waiting for it to think. Actually, I'm going to tell it to start thinking all over again. There we go. Now it got with the program. Okay, and Justin, you said the company name does appear on that credit card?
Yeah, just it says JJ Handy Repair LLC.
All right. And then same phone number, same address, Master Visa, yes. Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And I'm ready for those digits when you are.
4741.
Okay.
6530.
It was 6530.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
0907.
Okay.
9734.
And expiration.
0626.
And security code, please.
086.
All right. Let me update that, and we'll send it through. And then there's going to be two emails on your way in just a second. Okay, come on. There we go. I got a guy that needs to get going.
I know. I'm waiting in line here.
All right. Okay, so that went through. So you've got two messages coming. These will be emails. The one I need you to look at is called Local Splash Initial Invoice. And then I'll talk you through it real quick. We'll do the voice verification.
I got to go.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Everything else is set. Payment went through. I need you to do the voice verification, and I need you to handle that email. Let's do that a little bit later. What time works for you?
I mean, really not. I mean, today's just not a good time.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning's the only time that I have.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. I will call you before your onboarding call tomorrow, and we'll get the voice verification done, handle that email. You're mostly set. Your payment went through, so your listing is held. It's not going anywhere. We just need to do that little bit of housekeeping. So we'll do that tomorrow morning. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You have a good rest of your day, Justin. I'll talk to you in the morning.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.